Hello, this is Krachbau. Krachbau is a series of interviews with Berlin-based underground musicians. Recorded here at Pedalmarkt with me. My name is Andre, and Pedalmarkt is a pedal shop in Neukölln. We sell effects pedals, and we also host workshops where you can learn how to design and build your own music boxes. This interview is with Alex from the bands Blood and Desi Yellow. We recorded this interview almost a year ago, and I'm very sorry to Alex that it took me so long to actually put it together. In the band Blood, Alex plays bass and sings, and this is the band we are mostly talking about in this interview, because at the time of the recording, they've just released a record that we are going to be playing on that show. The record is called EST. This was Soul from the album EST from Blood, and I'm here with Alex from Blood.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cool. So this just released pretty much a couple of weeks ago. We are recording this on 11th of July. How are you feeling about it so far?
Man, I'm extremely happy. Yeah. We got the chance to work together with the incredible Alex from Phrenokomion. Which has also been on this podcast, as many of us probably already know. And yeah, basically he made it happen. He helped us out a lot recording wise. He helped me with my vocal recordings a lot. I must say, before that, we used to do all our stuff alone, recording, mixing, mastering, you name it. And I'm really, really bad at it. And so it was really amazing to work with someone so talented and so passionate about this whole music stuff, basically. And I'm just happy.
Yeah. And Vlad is basically a duo, right? So you play bass and sing?
Yeah.
And there is a drummer.
Right? Exactly.
Where's the name of the drummer?
Flo. Yeah, a dear friend of mine. Yeah, we never planned it to be like that. we know each other almost 10 years now. We've been in a lot of band projects and always try to make stuff work. Most of the time, not successful at all. But we managed to form a band, and we were both playing guitar back then. We had a drummer and a bassist. The bassist would leave eventually. And yeah, I had to play bass then, which I really didn't like. I didn't want to play bass. Have it on record here. I hated the idea of giving up playing guitar, and that changed from one minute to another. I just got addicted to playing bass. It made so much sense for me because I got this weird hands and my fingers are not like made for technical stuff, and I'm also a really, really bad guitar player. And so we had a lot of songs in the making with the band, and then eventually our drummer left as well, and we were devastated because we had put like a lot of years into music already with zero results, no recordings whatsoever, don't even get me started with gigs or anything. And we were just devastated, and out of this devastation came the idea, because our drummer, he left his drum set in our room, and Flo was like, well, I just play drums and you play bass. And I was like, yeah, whatever. We just don't care anymore. And it worked. Like, it wasn't good at all when we started it, but we just kept going because we had one consistency, and that was Florian and me. And he was always there, willing to make music, same as me. And we just stuck with it. And then obviously COVID happened, and that made it even easier for us because it was just the two of us. Everything got easier, like finding time to rehearse, to practice, like talking about song arrangement. It was always just a dialogue. You never have someone else to put in his opinion. And we split everything very, very well. Like I bring riffs, I bring melodies, I do the singing, and Flo is bringing the rhythm, he's bringing the structure. Like I bring a random riff and he's like, okay, you played there, and then you do this and that. So basically he builds the songs upon what I bring, and for me that works perfectly. It's very, very easy and very fulfilling, so to speak. And most of the people were like very irritated when they first heard that we only have bass and drums. And there are obviously, I know now, a lot of very, very good bands out there who do this stuff like on an amazing level, like Death From Above, for example, or even more popular, Royal Blood. But for us, it worked. And it's funny how irritated people are about the fact that it's just bass and drums. And they're like, well, where's the guitar sound? There's missing something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the bass sounds very fat on the record. So I think you can make bass sound feeling the space, I feel like.
Absolutely. The thing was, I still had my guitar amplifier and everything and my massive pedal board. So what I basically did, I just bought an AB switch and I ran it through the guitar amp and the bass amp at the same time, and we had a wall of sound.
Yeah. So when did that happen, the transition to being just a duo? It happened just before the pandemic?
Pretty much, I guess. Yeah. I think it was like in 2019, in the summer. And then everything went really fast and we made some songs and we were about to play live. I think it was that day when Germany shut down on lockdown. Yeah. But afterwards, it was really good for us because we had a lot of time to focus on ourselves. And, you know, back then everyone probably already forgot the rules we had, but two people could always meet. So that was very convenient. We could always have rehearsals and do our music together. Mm. So that was very good for us, just being a duo.
Yeah. Did you sort of recycle the material that you already had, or did you start writing from scratch, basically?
We tried that, actually, because back then, Flo, he wrote a lot of very, very good songs on guitar, but we didn't use anything. And I think for me, looking back, that was very important to have just like a clean slate. Just everything's dead. Like, start from new. Burn everything to the ground and then start again.
It's interesting. Would you say also that you became sort of more prolific or faster with your writing once you became a duo?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's an interesting observation. I don't know. So just it's more about, I guess, the vibe in the room and the vibe with other people that you are with more than the number of people.
Absolutely. And I must be honest, for me, it was also about being comfortable. I've never been a good singer whatsoever. I was always a bit shy with my voice and everything around other people. And it was actually Flo who was encouraging me. He was always saying, you know, just do it. Keep singing. It doesn't matter. And he's been like, he got some real nerves, you know. He's been tortured by my voice, you know, because basically what I did was singing lessons in front of him for, I don't know, a couple of years. And he had to listen to it till it finally came out, like, I'd say decent. But before that, it was really bad. But that's a good thing, you know, we trust each other. And it was a safe space to experiment and feel good about what you do, you know, without any judgment. And that's also stuff we got a lot, like, from the music scene we're from. Like, everything always has to be perfect. Like, everyone is super skilled on the instrument, even like the smallest band in my hometown. Everyone's professional, you know. They have the gear, they have their in-ear monitoring rack, you know, playing in front of, I don't know, 20 people, you know. And everyone's like a master on its instrument. And we try to be like a different concept, you know, showing the people out there that you can be really bad at an instrument. And it's just about, you know, you're showing your passion, showing emotions. Yeah. That's what our music basically tries to be, you know. Don't take yourself seriously. Everyone can do it. Just, you know, just feel it and then it's all good.
Yeah. Did you learn with some sort of a coach or a trainer, or did you just practice in a room, basically?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I had no coaching whatsoever. Right. And I'm really bad at vocals.
No,
everything.
I don't think so. I think you're pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
But it's also very, that's why I asked. It's like, it's surprising that you, you know, got to be a full-time, basically, vocalist just by yourself. It's very impressive.
Yeah, because Flo, he was occupied with playing drums, you know, and he wasn't really keen on it. And he was just, you know, he was pushing me all the time. He was always saying, just do it, do it, do it, do it. And he was right.
Yeah. You want to do another song?
Yeah, please.
Away from
Sorry for the swearing. I'm sorry, Mom. That's not how I was raised. I'm sorry.
You mentioned your hometown. So did you meet not in Berlin? Where are you from?
Oh, no. I'm from Augsburg, Bavaria. Mm. And so is Flo. And by funny coincidences, we both moved to Berlin around the same time separately. For me, it was for work. And for Flo, it was to also for work, basically. Mm-hmm. But
You knew each other already.
We knew each other already. And we had our band Blood in Augsburg already. And we also played a show with that EP, actually, but without it being recorded. But we moved to Berlin last year. And it wasn't planned at all, but so far it turned out to be a very good decision.
How do you find the scene in Augsburg versus Berlin?
I think it's not comparable. I think there's no scene, so to speak, in Augsburg. But friends, obviously, I know a lot of people. They're all my friends and I love them. But I guess the city is too small to call something like, to call it a scene. Yeah. But there's stuff happening, not as much, obviously, as in Berlin. All great people, lovely people, miss them a lot. And but it's obviously not comparable because you know everyone. So you're hardly surprised.
So when did you start playing music then?
I think I was 12 or 13 years old. I got an electric guitar by accident from friends of my parents, and I just started playing around on it. I remember that I wasn't good at it, obviously, but I remember, like, I grabbed the guitar and the first thing I did was I wrote a song. And this is something that still sticks with me to this day. I can't play any songs. I can't do cover songs. Like, maybe a riff, but I can play another song in completion than the music I wrote. And so I use instruments more for a way of expressing myself and also for recreation, to just, if you have a stressful day or something's bothering you or you have other things going on in your life, it's a way to cope for me. So it was basically very frustrating for me the first years of music because I couldn't play anything. Like, everyone's like, oh, play a song on the guitar. And I'm like, okay, I can do the intro of Stairway to Heaven and that's it, But yeah, also when I was a kid, we had a band, but we only played Blink-182 covers and played a few shows with that. People loved it, but different times, I guess. And then I had a long break on music and picked it up with Flo again. Mm. Yeah, that's when the suffering started. like I said earlier, we had probably 3 to 4 years just trying to make it happen.
All right. You find the people, lineup changes and all that. Yeah.
And it was pretty intense, to be honest, and very frustrating. And I'm so lucky that we eventually, in the long run, turned out with some music at all, having something recorded.
Yeah. Let's do Fear.
Yeah, please do it. That's actually, it's dedicated to a friend of mine in Augsburg.
It's a perfect match. Yeah, cool. Now I want to hear the story of the friend. Is it just a good friend from your hometown?
Yeah, it's a good friend. I haven't disclosed what the song actually means. It's more like inspired by him and for him. It's about losing your fear on stage, not try too hard, and just be more of yourself and be aware that stuff is not always like perfect, you know. Don't chase perfectionism and just be easy.
I definitely agree. I also had some sort of this sort of pressure of perfectionism for sure in music for a while. It's definitely good to be rid of it.
Yeah, I'm the complete opposite of that. Obviously there are some mistakes you can make in music that are you shouldn't make, but otherwise you can be just forgive yourself, you know. Nothing has to be tight, nothing has to be perfect in any way. Like, just do how you feel, like, don't overdo it, don't try too much. Just accept what it is. That's how we do it. And also be ironic, you know, laugh about yourselves. That's what we do basically half of the time. We don't take this stuff seriously at all. You know, we're not doing the metal poses on stage and try to be like rock stars or anything. We're not. We're like just two really boring guys making mediocre music. That's us.
Tell me about the process of recording. You recorded with Alex. Was it sort of all tracked live or most of it? How was it?
So this recording basically has sitting with me for quite a while. The songs are also like I said, we wrote them early last year, and we also played them live already. And when we moved to Berlin, like, we had a lot of on our mind, and we finally had rehearsal space. And I didn't know Alex by then, so I recorded drums by myself and also bass. Full disclosure, this bass is 100% digital.
You recorded it into the interface, basically?
Yeah, yeah. At home. I have some amazing plugins I bought a couple of years ago where you have really good amp simulation, and I love that stuff, you know. When we play live or rehearse, obviously everything is analog, and I got like a million pedals and a lot of amps and boxes and stuff happening. But because I'm really bad at recording, I never knew how to mic an amp properly. So I just did the easy way, and I did it in my bedroom, recorded it on my laptop, and then I played around with the plugins until it was sounding really good. And I love the sound, and it's astonishingly, it's quite close to actually what we have as a live sound. And so for this EP, basically what Alex did was he took all the drum stems and my bass stems, and he did a very, very good job at mixing it and everything. I could never do that. The main thing, which has always been extremely bad with our last releases, were the vocals, because I always recorded vocals by myself. So you sometimes hear me leaning away from the microphone after singing like that, because I had to press the stop button. And also it's very annoying to move around lines in your DAW while you have to actually concentrate on singing. So I was always really lazy, and I always took like just one take. Now I was like, I don't want to move stuff, you know. I don't want to do cutting. I just do one take. It's gonna be fine. That was obviously completely different with Alex. He was like motivating me to do different parts differently, and he was like telling me what to not what to sing, but like he was pitching ideas that helped so much, and I'm really grateful for that. And for my other band, which I haven't mentioned yet, he did the full recording, actually. He did recording in the rehearsal space we have. He did drums, he did bass and guitar and vocals and everything's amazing. And so speaking about the recording process, it's very straightforward. We have songs, we record drums, and then we sub guitar and bass over it. This time we recorded it from the amps, and it worked out pretty fine.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's another thing I wanted to ask you about. Maybe in general, if you could talk a little bit about plans for Blood and also this other band. What is the other band?
So plans for Blood, there are none, I guess. It's
I'm playing to a gig or...
Yeah, please, if anyone hears this and wants us to be live, like, we're ready. Just, you know, we're one call away, book us. We're also pretty cheap. That's the plans. And we have the fourth EP already in the making, which will also be done by the wonderful, wonderful Alex. Mm-hmm. And coming to the other band, I also joined a screamo, emo, violence, whatever. I'm not really good with genres.
Scrams.
Scrams. Yeah, it's Scrams. I joined that band. It's called Deshielo. It's apparently it's Spanish for melting. Basically, it's Flo and me again. So the blood lineup, so to speak. But we met a very, very nice, wonderful person called Fran at some local shows, and we started making music together. And he's a talented screamo singer and really good guitarist. And it's obviously it's different music, and I don't have to sing as much anymore, which I'm really happy about. Can focus on the bass more. And we just finished recording for that EP as well. Sadly, I don't have anything ready for you today, but
Can keep an eye on it. Yeah. And Flo plays drums as well.
Flo plays drums as well. And I think with that band, it was extremely easy. Basically, Flo and Fran met at a concert and decided to hang out and jam. And I wasn't interested at first, to be honest, actually, because I had a lot of stuff going on. And then Flo sent me some recordings, and I was like, oh, okay, this is actually amazing. I want to be a part of that. And I came to the first rehearsal ever we had. And there's something that never happened to me before. I didn't need to learn the songs in any way. Fran started playing, and I knew immediately what to play on bass. Never happened to me before, like never ever. And yeah, that's from there on. It's just great, great music. He's really talented. He has great ideas. Flo and I obviously work very well together, bass and drums, and he can build his stuff on that. So it's a win-win-win for us, because we get to do some like real music, not just like our blood stuff, but like some really educated, interesting, deep music. And we finally have something like a second melody to the songs, and also I get some release on the vocals. So he's doing main vocals and I'm just doing a bit backing, which is totally fine for me.
Yeah,
when I focus on bass.
I'm looking forward to that. Another thing I wanted to talk about maybe is the art, because all the album art is, you're doing it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm painting the covers of our EPs. Basically, it happened because the first EP we wanted to release, I wanted to do some digital art. And I have some friends who are really talented at that stuff, and obviously I'm not. So I did some sketches and I showed them to Flo, and he was like, no, this is not happening. This is, you can throw that away. And I was like, okay, what's the easiest stuff I can do? And basically what I did, I just bought some colors. I bought a canvas and I took a kitchen sponge and I just, I don't know, moved some colors around. And it was very relaxing, to be honest. I don't paint much. I always paint like with a purpose, so to speak, like making an EP cover or, I don't know, a Christmas present for my mom. And yeah, that's for me, it's just a relaxing process. I can't tell you much about it. I just start painting. I have no idea what it's going to be. I just do it, and then it actually doesn't look as good as it does on the covers, because I take a photograph of it and then maximize the hell out of it with Photoshop, like jacking up the colors, the contrast and everything. Yeah, but basically everything's hand-painted.
Yeah, no, that's very impressive. So have you been painting before that, before you started working on the album work, or have you always been doing that, or is it something that you sort of came back to?
I mean, like, as a kid, I painted a lot, and I think that hasn't changed at all, because I'm not a skilled painter in any way. I can't draw, like, anything. I can draw faces and stuff. It's just, for me, it's the same with music, basically. It's a way of expressing myself, dealing with emotions, and therapy, basically. Just, I don't know, I'm very loose. I just get guided by emotions, and I get completely lost in time and track and everything. That's how I do it.
Yeah, that's very cool. Maybe we can close up, and then there is one song left, so we can also close up with a song.
Yeah, that's actually my favorite song.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Alex, for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And it was a pleasure.
Let's do Saint. Here we go.